I'm Alex Abishon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The Alabama Republican Party has a new leader. Voters elected Terry Lathan of Mobile as chairwoman of the state party. Lathan is a former school teacher. She's worked 35 years in various leadership positions, the Mobile County GOP and the state executive committee. She defeated former state representative Mary Sue McClurkin. Lathan is entering the leadership role with Alabama's Republican Party at a historical high point. The GOP holds every statewide office, supermajorities in the legislature, and controls the state appeals courts. Lathan, an anti-tax advocate, is also taking the helm just as Governor Robert Bentley pitches a tax hike that many GOP activists oppose. The public school system in Gardendale is awaiting a decision on its own future. Alabama State Superintendent Dr. Tommy Bice will make his final ruling today whether or not to separate Gardendale schools from Jefferson County's school system. The city school system is dealing with issues like paying more than $8 million in sales tax revenue to the county board to build Gardendale High School. Dr. Patrick Martin is the Gardendale School Superintendent. He says there are plenty of benefits for Gardendale to separate from Jefferson County's school system.
Well, one would be local control. If you look at a system there in the community of Gardendale, the voice of parents, students, community members, and in setting the direction of their own school system would be viewed as advantageous.
Dr. Martin says he's confident that Dr. Bice will rule in favor of separating the schools. The Alabama Education Association is moving to fire its executive secretary, Henry Mabry. The board of the teachers' lobby announced that action Saturday morning. The decision comes after a financial audit raised concerns that Mabry's financial management of the organization was unsound. AEA President Anita Gibson says their decision was difficult but necessary. They voted Saturday to make that change. The organization's longtime leader, Paul Hubbard, first raised the alarm about AEA's finances in a letter to board members last year. Hubbard passed away shortly thereafter. Mabry has not yet commented on the board's decision, and it's not yet clear who will lead the Alabama Education Association once Mabry is removed. And if you're looking for a healthy place to live, a new study says Birmingham may not be it. BetterDoctors.com did a study that ranked U.S. cities from the healthiest to the least healthy. Birmingham wound up as 22nd least. Here's BetterDoctors.com spokeswoman Sylvia Raghavan, who says many southern states were at the bottom of the list due to things like income.
It's a lot easier to be at a healthy weight when you have more money, you can afford to go to the gym, you have more free time, you're only working one job.
Now your forecast from Peter Crank.
A variety of weather conditions out there this morning, anywhere from cold rain to freezing rain and mixed with sleet as you go further to the north. Temperatures will warm above freezing and we'll see the roads conditions improve throughout the rest of today. Highs, though, will only be in the upper 30s and lower 40s for much of Alabama. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.